This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A man suspected of fatally shooting three of his neighbors in Custer County Monday is now in custody after 25 hours on the run. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the man was arrested near Albuquerque by New Mexico State Police.
Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith says the suspect, 45-year-old Hanmi Clark, was found driving the white pickup authorities were looking for throughout the day Tuesday and was apprehended without incident.
I mean, that's the best resolution for us, is that nobody else got hurt, no cops got hurt, and the suspect also didn't get hurt.
Law enforcement are also questioning a woman who was in the truck with Clark. Authorities believe the shooting was the result of a long-running property dispute. A fourth victim was also critically wounded in the shooting, though she is improving at a Colorado Springs hospital. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Flexible work schedules are making Thanksgiving travel easier for many Coloradans, but Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says today could be busy.
My advice is still the same as ever, which is leave early in the day or later in the evening. Know that you can't be mad at traffic because you are traffic, and everybody has the same great idea as you to spend the holidays with loved ones.
McKinley says more than 50 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. The federal application for college financial aid will become available December 31st. CPR's Paolo Giacinta reports the application has been reworked to be shorter and simpler.
The free application for federal financial aid, also known as FAFSA, determines eligibility for federal scholarships. This year, the application was delayed because federal education workers were trying to simplify it. According to Chalkbeat, Colorado had one of the lowest completion rates in the country last year, with about 47% of high school seniors filling out the application. The national completion rate is about 59%. I'm Paolo Giacinta, CPR News.
President Biden could visit Pueblo next week. Biden was supposed to visit October 16th, but postponed that trip to attend to the situation in the Middle East. The president planned to visit southern Colorado to highlight his administration's investment in clean energy. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.